Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at natural technology.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's this article from hackscience.education called Natural Technology.
Okay.
And it was posted on December 27th, 2017,
Right.
but it was also updated on January 4, 2021.
So
So,
fairly recently.
yeah, so it's pretty recent. And, when you hear natural technology, you might think,
Like some new gadget.
exactly, yeah, like, is this
Yeah.
about a new phone or something?
Right.
But it's actually not about like a specific piece of technology.
Okay.
It's more about how all the technology that we're surrounded by in our early years shapes like our whole understanding of what technology is and what
Interesting.
it should be.
Oh, I see. So like it sets up our expectations for technology almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the tech we grow up with doesn't just teach us how to use like, that device.
Yeah.
It creates a whole framework for how we think about technology in general,
That makes sense.
like almost like a set of assumptions.
Yeah, like what's possible, or
Yeah.
what's normal, or even what's valuable when it comes to technology.
Exactly. And I was thinking about this while reading this article.
Okay.
Imagine someone who spent their teenage years
Okay.
like on dial-up internet,
Oh, yeah.
like waiting for pages to load.
That screeching sound.
Yes.
I can hear it now.
And that is a completely different experience from someone who's always had like,
Super fast internet.
yes, like lightning fast internet on their phone.
Yeah, you're right. That's a huge difference in experience. And
Right.
that difference in experience can lead to some pretty different expectations
Ugly.
about how technology should work.
Yeah.
Like someone who's used to that instant connectivity, they might just find it so frustrating to wait even a few seconds for something to load.
Yeah.
But someone who grew up with dial-up, they might be like, oh, this is fine,
Right. They're used to waiting.
Exactly. They've got more
They have
patience.
much higher tolerance for those delays and
But here's the thing.
yeah.
The article is saying that all technology, even the stuff that seems like totally revolutionary,
Okay.
it's actually built on what came before.
Okay, so help me understand that a little bit better.
Sure.
They use the example of information technology,
Yeah.
which is pretty broad.
It is a broad category for sure.
Is there like a historical example of this evolution that might surprise people listening?
Let's take the telephone.
Okay.
Like it's so commonplace now, right?
Yeah, we all have them.
But even something as simple as like the rotary phone,
Right.
that was the result of decades of innovation.
Wow.
Like, think about it. You had the telegraph first, and then people were experimenting with transmitting voices,
Oh,
and
wow.
then they had to develop switching systems to connect calls.
It's amazing how much had to happen.
All these things had to happen before you could just pick up a phone and dial a number.
Wow. And then from there, it evolved into.
Well, you had touch tone phones,
Right.
cordless phones,
Right.
mobile
And then
phone.
bam, smartphones.
Big.
So even something as like groundbreaking as a smartphone
Wow.
is really just the latest step.
Yeah, it's the latest iteration in a long line of technological developments.
Wow. It's like we take it for granted, but all of these inventions.
They're all standing on the shoulders of what came before.
That's really interesting.
And that brings us to another point that the article makes about natural technology,
Okay.
and how it impacts education.
All right.
They use the example of calculators.
Okay.
Now, for someone who learned math before, calculators were really common. Certain skills, like being able to do complex calculations by hand,
Right.
those were just considered essential.
You had to know how to do that.
Right, exactly. But someone who grew up with a calculator,
Yeah.
they might have a totally different perspective on that.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I remember like my parents freaking out about calculators in school.
Really?
Oh yeah. They were like, this is going to make kids' brains turn to mush.
Wow.
But I mean, honestly, calculators could do those calculations so fast.
They're instant.
Yeah, so maybe it like frees up brain space to focus on other things.
That's exactly the tension that the article highlights.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
does having calculators mean that we don't need to learn those traditional math skills anymore?
Right.
Or, like you were saying, does it let us focus on higher level thinking?
Yeah.
Like, the skills we consider essential, even how we define intelligence,
Oh, wow.
that might be influenced by the technology that's natural to us.
So it's not just about learning to use like the gadget itself.
Right.
It's about understanding how that gadget and the whole world that it's a part
The
of,
whole technological ecosystem. Yeah.
yeah, changes the skills we need and the way we learn. And
Exactly.
that's a pretty big deal, especially when you think about how fast technology changes these days.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. It really is a big deal. And it's not even just education.
Right.
Ackerman, he argues that if we're only teaching the technology that we're familiar with, we're basically setting students up for a world that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, wow. So it's like giving them a map to a city that's been totally redesigned.
Yes, exactly.
They might be able to find their way around.
Yeah.
But they're going to miss out on, like, all the new landmarks.
All the shortcuts and, yeah, all the cool new stuff.
Exactly.
And this goes even further than the classroom.
Okay.
Like, think about how natural technology could shape our choices as consumers.
Okay, interesting.
Like somebody who grew up with all the latest gadgets, you know? They might be more likely to pre-order the newest phone.
Right.
Or try out like a new VR headset or something.
Yeah, I guess that's not me.
What do you mean?
I'm more likely to wait for the reviews, you know?
Oh, that's interesting.
Make sure it's actually worth the money before I buy it.
I guess that's your natural technology talking then.
I guess so.
And hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's about understanding, you know,
yeah,
how your past is shaping the decisions you're making today.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ackerman even suggests that natural technology could even shape, like, our political views.
Whoa.
On things like AI regulation or data privacy.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, someone's stance on facial recognition technology could be influenced by the tech that they grew up around.
Yeah, possibly.
How does that work?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
Imagine someone who grew up when computers were mainly used for, like, personal productivity.
Word processing.
Yeah, or spreadsheets or stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They might see all this new AI stuff.
Yeah.
With a lot more caution.
Right.
Maybe even skepticism.
Okay.
Especially when you start talking about things like facial recognition, because
yeah,
that could affect people's privacy.
Right.
And civil liberties.
Okay, that makes sense. But then what about someone who, like, grew up playing video games?
Okay.
With crazy graphics you know, like, really smart AI opponents.
Yeah.
Would they be more likely to see the benefits of AI?
It's possible.
Even in something like surveillance.
Yeah. I mean, they might be more used to interacting with
those really complex AI systems.
Right.
And more comfortable with machines making decisions or analyzing data.
So it's almost like our early experiences with technology create like a lens that we view all these new advancements through.
That's a great way to put it.
And that lens colors how we see things.
Absolutely.
Like what's beneficial, what's risky,
even
what's like ethically okay.
It's true.
Wow.
And this is exactly why it's so important to understand this whole concept of natural technology.
Yeah.
It's not about judging people
right,
based on their background with technology.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that we all have these lenses.
Uh-huh.
And those lenses have a big impact.
Wow.
On how we see the world.
Especially with how fast tech is changing.
Especially, yeah.
So what can we even do with this knowledge?
That's a good question.
It's one thing to understand that our views are shaped by this, but how do we actually, like, use this in our lives?
I think the first step is just being aware.
Recognizing that your own natural technology exists, and it might be totally different from somebody else's.
Right.
And that's really important when you think about areas like education, developing new technology, or even making policies.
Right.
Because decisions in those areas affect tons of people with totally different backgrounds with technology.
You know, it's funny because when you were talking about education before, I immediately thought back to that calculator example.
Oh, yeah.
My parents were sure that calculators were going to ruin my math skills. But honestly, I use a calculator for everything now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Even like budgeting and tipping at restaurants.
And that's totally fine. It's not a bad thing. The point is, we often judge technology based on what we've experienced without even thinking about, like,
other people.
Yeah, or the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Ackerman actually gives another good example.
Okay.
He talks about teaching math. And all the debates about calculators back then, a lot of adults were really insistent that students needed to learn math the old-fashioned way.
Right, even though calculators were everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like saying you need to learn to ride a horse before you can drive a car.
Exactly.
And what Ackerman points out is a lot of those adults were probably using calculators in their own lives.
Right, of course.
Maybe even for their jobs.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really about what was best for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It was their own natural technology.
Oh, wow.
Making them think that certain math skills were just essential.
It's like we need to develop a tech empathy or something.
Technological empathy. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great phrase.
Like being able to see things from other people's point of view.
Yeah.
Based on their experiences with technology.
And not just understanding those different viewpoints, but actually challenging what we think.
Yeah.
And realizing that how we learn something might not be the only way or even the best way
right.
to do it.
So how do we get better at this tech empathy?
It's tough.
Especially because technology keeps changing so fast.
Yeah.
What's normal today might be totally outdated tomorrow.
Exactly. And that leads to an even bigger question.
Right.
How do we get ready for a future
uh-huh.
where technology is so advanced
yeah.
that we can't even imagine it right now?
I think it's scary to think about.
Yes.
I mean, think about kids growing up today surrounded by AI and VR.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is. Like, what skills are they even going to need
right.
to do well in a world that we can barely even picture?
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing. And that kind of leads us to the big question we want to leave you with today.
Okay.
What are the skills and the knowledge that are going to be, like, the most important
okay.
for those kids growing up today
yeah.
to really thrive in that world shaped by all this crazy new tech?
I got to admit, that's a little intimidating to even think about.
It is a lot.
I can barely keep up with the technology that's coming out now.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to predict what skills are going to be essential in like 10 or 20 years?
Well, it is a challenge for sure.
Right.
But remember, the whole point of natural technology isn't about like specific gadgets
right.
or platforms.
Okay.
It's about getting those like underlying principles,
uh-huh.
how technology changes how we think and interact with the world.
So maybe instead of like getting all caught up in predicting the exact tech they'll need,
right.
we should focus on just like fostering those bigger skills
yeah
and mindsets
exactly
that'll help them no matter what the specific tools are.
Yeah, think about things like
okay
adaptability,
uh-huh,
critical thinking, problem solving, creativity.
Those are always important.
They are, but they're even more important now with all this new tech
because it's always changing.
Right, exactly.
So it's like we got to give them a mental toolkit,
yeah,
not just the instructions for one device.
That's a great way to think about it.
And that toolkit needs to be like flexible enough
yeah.
to adapt to whatever comes next.
Exactly. We also can't forget about digital literacy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's huge.
Understanding how these technologies actually work.
Uh-huh.
Being able to look at information online and figure out if it's reliable.
Yeah.
Recognizing biases.
All super important.
Essential for navigating the digital world.
And probably most importantly, a love of learning.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if technology is always changing.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to keep learning and keep up with it.
Lifelong learning. That's the key.
Right.
It's really the best thing we can give the next generation.
It's what lets them actually shape the technology, not just use it.
Exactly. They can be the innovators and creators.
That's really cool.
You know, thinking about all of this, it's
yeah.
not just about getting the next generation ready.
Right.
It's about all of us.
Oh, yeah.
We all have our own natural technology,
yeah.
our own ideas and biases from what we've experienced.
And as technology keeps advancing like it is,
yeah.
it's going to be even more important to like pay attention to that,
uh-huh.
to be open to new ideas,
right.
and to realize that how we do things might not be the only way or even the best way.
You got it. And then that's why that technological empathy is so important.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are or what your experience with tech is,
right.
we got to be willing to step outside our comfort zones
yeah.
to question what we think we know
yeah.
and be open to learning new things.
Maybe we'll even realize that some of the things we thought were just the way to do things
yeah.
weren't actually the best way.
It's possible.
And by letting go of those old ideas,
yeah.
maybe we could open up all these new possibilities.
Exactly.
And create a future where tech actually helps us.
That's the goal.
Not the other way around.
That's what we want.
That's awesome.
It is.
Well, that's a great thought to end on.
I think so.
So remember, everybody, natural technology, it's not just about the devices.
Nope.
It's about how those devices change how we see the world. And understanding that is the first step to using technology to do good.
Absolutely.
For ourselves and for future generations.
That's the key.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
We hope it's given you some things to think about.
Yeah.
As you navigate this increasingly tech-driven world.
We'll see you next time.